Good afternoon, and thank you for your kind invitation for me to be here.
多謝大家咧，再邀請我嚟嚇閒屋。
My two sons are here, but Michelle is away in Niagara Falls.
我太太咧就去咗博堡，我兩個仔就跟咗我嚟呢度。
My boys are always excited to come here.
我哋兩個仔都好興奮啊，能夠嚟到呢度。
They know this as the church with the really good food.
因為喺度有好嘢食啊。
Today my sermon title is Sowing Seeds of Humility and Hospitality.
今日我主題咧就係種神俾我哋嗰個恩慈嗰個謙卑同埋愛嘅種子。
This afternoon, I want to look for ways how we can deepen our practice of hospitality.
今日我咧想深入啲去了解一下，我哋點可以去接待人咧咁。
About 20 years ago, I was on a short-term mission trip in Asia.
20年前咧，我有一個短宣，我去咗亞洲。
And in here, we were in a communist country.
當時係一個共產嘅國家啦。
So we were not allowed to preach the gospel or to share the good news publicly.
所以我唔可以公開嘅去講道，去講福音。
So why were we in China?
咁點解要去中國咧？
We were there as guests of the state.
因為當時係政府係請我哋作為係客人嘅。
And our official title was potential English teachers.
就係啲有潛能將來去做英文教師嘅人。
So as far as they knew, we were there potentially to help the Chinese people.
咁我哋去咧，我哋喺佢哋嘅認知咧，我哋就去幫啲中國人嘅。
And when we were there, they gave us the VIP royal treatment.
所以去到咧，即係當咗我哋貴賓咁款待我哋。
The bus would pick us up from a hotel, and the government official will always be with us.
嗰啲政府官員咧，常常都陪我哋，又有巴士接送咁樣。
And almost every day we were treated to a meal.
每一日都請我哋食大餐。
And one evening it was a banquet meal, fancy tablecloth and a 10-course meal.
有一晚咧就成飲宴啦，成十個餸嘅。
And some of the local people in the area joined us for the dinner.
咁喺附近一啲官人咧都會參加我哋呢個晚宴。
And the gentleman beside me could speak some English, and he started some small talk with me.
咁喺我側邊陪我嘅人咧，佢識少少英文，佢又同我傾下偈，陪我。
And then he pulled out a package of cigarettes and asked, "Would you like a cigarette?"
咁又俾包煙，又問我你想唔想食啲煙啊？咁。
And I said, "Oh, sorry, I don't smoke."
咁我對唔住啊，我唔食煙㗎。咁。
And then he asked if it was okay for him to smoke. And in broken English, he said, "Here in China, this is a way of friendship."
咁佢話：如果你唔食，你介唔介意我食啊？佢話喺中國裏邊咧，食煙咧係代表一種友誼嘅建立嚟嘅。
And after he said this, I realized I think I created an awkward situation.
他說完之後，我開始知道，哎呀，我原來不吃，原來會引起一些尷尬的場面。
I realized probably most people in China smoked, and they did this to offer hospitality.
因為很多中國人，如果他們吸煙的話，他們請人吃煙，就代表了一份的款待。
Because he wanted to extend his friendship, but I rejected his offer, I think I rejected his offer of friendship.
所以當佢想款待我，而我話唔要嗰陣時候咧，其實我就好似推咗佢嗰個友情咁樣樣。
So then they started serving us the food.
咁跟住咧，佢又開始上菜啦。
And they brought us a variety of food that they make in that region.
咁喺嗰區咧，佢哋做咗啲特色嘅小食物啦，咁啊俾我哋嘗試。
It was very good food, and everyone helped themselves.
咁啊，個個就自己自助咁去食啦。
But I remember after a few courses, some of my team members, they stopped eating.
但我留意到咧，食咗幾道之後咧，我哋同行嗰啲人咧，有啲人就開始唔食啦。
They stopped, and in their face, you can see it was a face of fear and shock.
咁佢哋停咗咧，我睇到佢表情咧，就係有少少恐懼咁樣。
And then I heard someone whisper, "Dog."
有啲人細聲同我講，我係狗肉嚟嘅咁樣。Dog,
dog.
狗肉。
And I thought, dog meat?
狗肉，咁我諗下。
And I thought, 好似雞肉嘅。
但係望起似雞肉咁，佢講咗啦。
And at that point, Some people stop eating and lost their appetite.
咁有啲人就開始唔食，就好似冇胃口啦咁。
And then I realized, I think we created some more awkwardness.
咁我諗下，哇！我哋製造更加多尷尬嘅場面出嚟啦。
They were giving us their best food and hospitality, but we turned down their food.
因為佢哋認為嗰啲係最好嘢嚟噶嘛，係咪？點知我哋竟然話唔食？
They may have concluded we are very picky and we are too good for their food.
所以可能佢哋會感覺到好似我哋好似好揀食咁樣，甚至好似睇唔起佢哋食物咁樣。
Every culture has different customs.
每一個文化有唔同嘅習俗。
And table customs are very important.
喺台面上面嘅即係習俗咧，或者個禮貌咧係好重要嘅。
For example, in Jewish culture, where you choose to sit, what you do during the meal makes a big difference.
譬如喺猶太人嘅習俗裏邊咧，你坐喺邊度啊，或者你有啲咩動作啊，對嚟講咧都係好重要嘅。
Jewish culture is based on shame and honor, very much like Chinese culture.
猶太人嘅文化咧，同我哋中國人係好相似嘅，好着重咧去尊重。
Shame and honor is gained or lost in a social setting.
對於佢哋文化裏邊咩叫做尊咩叫辱，咁都係好重要嘅。
So honor can be gained or lost depending where you choose to sit.
所以你坐喺邊度咧，就證明你嘅地位啊嘅尊重啊有幾高。
So as we look at our scripture in Luke 14, I want to look at this topic of hospitality.
所以當你睇路加福音十四章嘅時候咧，你就會知道咧，所以坐喺度食嘢代表咗款待啦。
What comes to mind when you hear the word hospitality?
當你聽到款待嘅時候咧，你會諗起啲咩嘢咧？
Are you a hospitable person?
你覺唔覺得你係一個好好客嘅人咧？
So it can mean many things.
所以可以呢個字代表咗好多嘢噶。
It can mean being a good host and serving people.
可能話你係一個好嘅主人啊，你招待人啊咁樣。
It can mean extending friendship and welcome.
可以話我伸出我友誼嘅手去歡迎人哋去到我屋企裏邊。
Today, I think most people think hospitality is an event.
好多人咧，今日咧一聽到款待人咧，就覺得係做嘢。
It's something that you do with your friends and family.
係一個節目，你做一啲你同你嘅朋友啊、親人啊做一啲嘢。
But it's something that you do if you have extra time.
咁你就呢啲嘢咧，就係你得閒先做嘅啫。
It's not something that you do regularly or daily as a part of your schedule.
所以唔係話你日常都要做嘅嘢嚟嘅。
So when you have free time.You have extend hospitality.
所以當你得閒冇嘢做咯，咁咪請下人翻屋企咯咁。
But I want to challenge this idea.
但我就想挑戰呢個咁嘅觀念啦。
I want to help us understand hospitality is more than good food, good friends when you have extra time.
所以款待人唔係淨係話食好嘢啊，有好朋友啊，或者係當我得閒嗰陣時，我請佢哋翻嚟啊咁。
Hospitality really is a way of living.
其實款待人是一種生活的方式來的。
It's a way of living where you open up your life daily for other people.
是一種生活的質素，就是說我很願意打開我的生命去迎接人家進入我的生命裡面。
And that means welcoming people who are not normally part of your circle.
那即是說呢，其實我應該是邀請一些平時沒什麼接觸啊，或者都不是說很熟的人呢，我都會開放我自己，容讓他們進入我的生命裡面。
Offering welcome and hospitality has been a Christian practice for most of church history.
所以在教會的歷史裡面呢，接待人呢是一個傳統和是聖經裡面的教訓來的。
And offering care to strangers is one of the distinguishing marks of a true follower.
一個真正的基督徒的特徵呢，就是他願意去向一些陌生人去開放他自己，去款待他們。
But today we think of hospitality as entertaining people.
但今天呢，款待人呢，我們覺得是去給人帶一些娛樂給人。
You choose a date, a time, a location, and then you meet there.
那我們選擇時間地點，然後我就在那裡相聚了。
But with this modern lens of hospitality, I think it's blurred a biblical understanding.
所以今天我們的款待的方式呢，個精神呢已經跟昔日的基督的精神呢是有一點已經模糊了。
So the English word hospital, hospice and hospitality all have the same root word.
所以在英文裡面呢，醫院啊、 住嘅地方啊，咁都有同个字根嘅。
It means guest and host，
就系话咧你有啲客人或者系啲宾客。
Hospitality addresses the need for food, shelter, and protection。
所以如果我系主人，我接待人嘅话咧，系包括俾人哋有得住啦，或者有得食啦，甚至系啲保护嘅。
But it also includes a person's worth and their humanity。
亦都包括咗我哋对人一份嘅尊重啦。
The Bible has many stories encouraging hospitality。
所以圣经有好多故事咧，都鼓励我哋咧去咁样去接待侧边嘅人。
In the Old Testament, laws and prophets, they always encourage us to extend care for the stranger, to open up our hearts and homes to vulnerable people.
所以如果在旧约的律法里面，有很多律法都教那些以色列人怎样去接待一些陌生人的。
And our identity as the people of God, we are pilgrims, we are aliens.
所以今天我们是基督徒，我们就在世上，我们都是过客。
So that reminds us,We are dependent upon God, who is our heavenly host.
所以咁样提醒我哋，我哋自己本身嘅身份都系客旅，我哋依赖神去接待我哋。
And when we look at the Gospels, Jesus' ministry, hospitality is at the center of what he does.
所以喺新约里边咧，主耶稣嘅教训嘅中心点咧，留意到好多都环绕住去接待人。
He is sometimes the host, and sometimes he's the guest.
有時佢係請人嗰、那個，有時係俾人請嗰、那個。
In the passage I want to look at in Luke 14, I think we can recapture some of the meaning of hospitality.
所以睇翻路加十四章咧，我哋就會再重温一下咩叫做接待人咧咁。
So there are several parts to the passage in Luke 14.
十四章我哋分開幾個段落。
In verses 8-11, Jesus talks to all the guests.
在八节到十四节那里就是主耶稣对所有的宾客就去讲的一番说话。
And then in verse 12 to 14, he talks to the host.
十二节开始就是只是跟那个请他的人那个主人家讲的。
And at the end, Jesus speaks to one guest.
然后去到尾就是跟一个客人讲。
So I'm going to look at the first two parts of the speech, and I think we can learn something about hospitality.
所以我们集中看前面两个部分。
So, the passage here, it is the Sabbath, and Jesus finds himself at the receiving end of hospitality.
个背景呢，就是当日是安息日，耶稣就是被邀请那个去到一个人的家里面作客。
And much more interesting, he is being hosted by a Pharisee.
更加特别的呢，就是他请他的人呢，是法利赛人来的。
Jesus often debates with the Pharisees,But he receives the invitation to be at a Pharisee's home.
通常咧，法利赛人成日同耶稣喺度辩论嘅，但系今次咧就系呢个法利赛人咧系邀请耶稣作客。
So in this home would be Pharisee type, the educated, the rich, the powerful.
所以去到咧，在座其他嘅客人咧，梗系啲有钱嘅人啊，有识之士啦，因为法利赛人就系啲咁嘅圈子噶啦。
So this banquet.It's a little bit different than a wedding banquet.
So, this 类咁样嘅宴会咧，系同婚宴咧系有少少唔同。
At this party, the seats have not been pre-assigned.
喺呢啲咁嘅宴会里边咧，边个坐边度咧就冇讲明话预先设定嘅。
It's self-seating, first come, first serve, almost like a buffet.
就好似我哋去自助餐咁啊，先嚟就先坐啦咁。
So, if you were invited.As you walked into the dining area, you have to make a decision.
So, 当如果你是客人，你入到去嗰咁嘅宴会厅度咧，你自己就要决定啦。
You have to decide where you're going to sit.
哦，你要决定，你谂下你自己应该坐边度。
So, where would you sit?
咁你会坐边度咧
？On what basis do you decide which table you go to?
基于咩嘅考虑因素，你决定你自己坐喺边台咧
？You might think of who do I know? Where is the food?How close is the washroom?
So, 通常我哋考虑话边个系我哋识噶，咪坐埋去啦。或者个洗手间喺边度啊？边度近啲？或者食嘢边度近啲去攞啊？咁样。
And then you have to think, how close do I want to be to the host?
咁有啲人谂，哇，几近坐个位有几近嗰个主家席咧
？Because when you're close to the host, you get the best service, probably the best conversation and probably the best preparation of the food.
咁所以通常近主家席嘅梗系食得好啲啊，或者人哋接待会好啲啊，咁样。
So in Near Eastern cultures, it operates around shame and honor.
所以喺当时嘅中东嘅文化里边咧，都系同样咁嘅原则，就系一个尊贵啊，或者系尊荣一个肉嘅原则喺里边嘅个文化里边。
And being Chinese, we are very aware of shame and honor.
所以作为中国人来讲，我们很熟悉这个文化。
It has been described with the word that we are collectivists. We are collectivists. In other words, we think as a group, we behave as a group.
我们是很强调就是一起聚在一起，我们是一班人的。
For example, if I confront an elderly person and I shout at them,
譬如说我对一个上年纪的人，我对他大声呼喝的话呢，
I would end upNot only shaming myself, I would shame my whole Quan family.
所以我唔单止系羞辱自己啊，我真系影衰我成族人啊，姓关嘅都俾我影衰埋咁。
Same holds true in Jewish culture.
所以犹太人嘅观念咧、文化咧，系同我哋相似噶。
So in this banquet, there are the seats first come, first serve.
所以喺呢个宴会里边咧，就系任坐啦，你边个嚟先就自己拣位坐啦咁。
And giving honor means.Choose very wisely where you're going to sit.
所以当你决定坐边度咧，你就好有智慧啦。
So to be wise means you look in the room and you see who's in the room.
咁所以咧，你聪明嘅意思系咩咧？入到间房睇睇有啲咩人先。
If you see someone older than you or higher rank than you, for sure you must let them sit in the better seat.
所以如果见到当中有长者啊，比你更高地位嘅咧，你梗系俾人坐先啦。
You would never.Take the most important seat because you would make yourself seem like you were arrogant.
所以你唔会自己走去坐啲最重要嘅位，然后唔啱你嘅身份嘅，咁你就自己自取其辱啦。
Ideally, you wait for the host to come to you, escort you to your seat.
再聪明啲咧，就系等到个主人嚟接待你，然后佢带你去坐咁。
So Jesus is at this banquet and he's watching people very carefully.
所以耶稣去到呢个宴会咧，就好细心嘅观察每一个人。
But the Pharisees are also watching him very carefully.
咁啲法利赛人咧又喺度观察住佢，好细心咁望住佢。
And Jesus sees exactly that. The Pharisees, the people are jockeying, see which is the best seats.
咁啊，主耶稣又系观察到就系嗰啲犹太人就系咁嘅操作啦，就喺度谂紧我应该坐边度啦。
And this is when he begins to tell the parable to the guests.
就系咁嘅背景底下咧，佢就讲呢个比喻。
So let me read that verses 7-9.When he noticed how the guest chooses the place of honor, he told them a parable.
第七节，耶稣见所请的客拣选首位，就用比喻对他们说。
When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited.
你被人请去赴婚宴的筵席，不要坐在首位上，恐怕有人比你尊贵的客被他请来。
If so,The host who invited both of you will come to you.
第九节，那请你们的人前来对你说，请让座给这一位吧。你就
yeah, give this man your seat. Then humiliated, you will have to take the least important place.
你就羞羞愧愧的退到末位上去了。
So the guests were choosing seats, but they were overestimating how important they were.
呢度讲紧咧就系佢哋拣位，但佢哋高估咗自己坐高咗嘅位。
They felt they were better than someone else, so they were entitled to the better seat.
佢觉得自己比人好，所以佢咪拣啲好啲嘅位咯。
So Jesus says, never, never pick the best seats for yourself.
所以耶稣就提佢哋话，千祈唔好自己拣一啲好嘅位啊。
Why? Why would Jesus say this?
点解耶稣咁讲咧
？Well.On one level, it's very practical. It's a practical reason.
一个系好实际啦。
One reason is, if people see you doing this, they will judge you and see you as arrogant and self-promoting.
咁因为如果人哋睇到你，人哋会觉得哇乜你咁自吹自擂噶咁。
And because you put yourself in front of other people, others will resent you.
而你仲要将自己摆喺人哋上边喎，之前话人哋就会唔高兴噶啦嘛。
People will think you're full of yourself and you think you're so good.
覺得你咁驕傲啊，自以為是啊咁樣。
So the more that people see you try to promote yourself, the more they will resent you.
所以你越係吹捧自己，人哋就越唔妥你啦。
But if you do the opposite and show humility, then people will notice that too.
但如果你係相反地謙虛少少，咁人哋咧對你嘅睇法就不一樣啦。
They will speak well of you and they will honor you.
咁人哋就會讚賞你啦，同埋人哋會尊重你啦。
But the reason that Jesus says this is more than just practical and for social acceptability.
咁當然耶穌所教訓嘅唔單止係啲咁實際嘅原因啦。
There's a bigger spiritual lesson here.
呢度有一個更加重要嘅屬靈嘅原則喺裏邊。
So in this parable, Jesus gives them a view of the kingdom of God.
耶穌其實話咗俾佢聽喺天國裏邊點睇事物。
In verse 11 there, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以喺十一節嗰度話，因為凡自高的必降為卑，自卑的必升為高。
So in the kingdom of God, who is the host?
所以喺天国里边，边个系个主人家呢
？Who invites guests to this grand table?
边个去邀请客人去到天国嘅筵席里边呢
？Of course, it is God.
咁当然系神佢自己啦。
And so when you enter into God's kingdom, do you dare say things like this?
当你进入神嘅筵席里边，你敢唔够胆咁去睇自己呢？
Where's the best seat, God? Show me.
又话同神讲：喂，神，边个最好位、最正嘅，俾我坐。
Oh, there it is. I deserve that. I need to be at this front table.
我配坐首席嘅，我应该坐喺主家席。
How will God respond to you?
咁你谂神会点去反应
？If you do this, God will reject you.
如果你咁做嘅话咧，神就会拒绝你啦。
It really shows you don't understand your standing with God.
咁就反映到你唔明白你喺神面前你喺个咩位置嘅里边。
You are arrogant and you don't even know what's going on in your heart.
而你自己骄傲咗，都唔知道自己嘅心里边原来系咁骄傲。
But if you say to God, I don't deserve a place of honor.
但系如果你能够同神讲话，神啊，我系唔配得到咁高嘅尊荣噶。
In fact, I don't deserve any honor because I have not earned anything.
甚至你能够从心里边话，我真系实在连入嚟我都觉得佢系唔配嘅。
So when we go to God in humility,
所以就话如果你能够谦卑嘅嚟到神嘅面前
，God will accept us.
神就会去接纳我哋。
God will invite us and bring us and offer His wonderful hospitality.
神就会带我哋进入佢嘅筵席里边去款待我哋。
So God is the wonderful host who welcomes us.
神是我们最好的主人家，他来欢迎我们。
And this really is the gospel.
这个就是个福音。
With the exception of Christianity, all other religions are works righteousness.
除了圣经里面的教导，其他很多的宗教呢都是会讲话你要做些什么而得到些什么。
In most religions,You go to your creator, your God, and you present your best case.
所以好多其他宗教咧都会话，去到你所拜嗰个神嗰度，你点将你最好嘅去显示出嚟
？You present your deeds, your good works to your God.
去数算你做一啲咩好嘢善行。
You put your best foot forward so that hopefully your God will accept you.
咁啊，由于你做咗咁多善行嘅咧，就希望咧你所拜嘅神咧会接纳你。
This is how most religions work, but this is not the gospel.
但呢个就唔系福音嘅核心啦。
So if you go to God expecting acceptance, God will reject you.
所以就话，如果你去到神嗰度，你期望一定会被神接纳咧，佢话神就会去拒绝你。
On the other hand, if you go to God expecting that He will not receive you, well, then He will accept you.
反而当你自己来到神的面前觉得是不配的时候神是很接纳你的。
Matthew 23:12 says, Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
所以马太福音有相同的说话就是说凡是谦卑在神的面前的话就被神接纳。
So when we go to God in humility, this is when he receives us.
当我们有个谦卑的心来到神的面前的时候，神是会接待我们的。
It is the, completely the work of God that makes things right between us.
因为是神的恩典，神的在我们心里面工作，让我们能够和神和好。
So when we take the lower seat, God says, come, come and enjoy the honor of my table.
所以当我们明白到我们的真本相的时候，神就会升高我们，带我们去的筵席里面享受祂给我们的接待。
So why do actually people want the better seat?
为什么一般人都很喜欢坐高位呢？
Why do we want to get ahead of the other person?
为什么我们经常要比人家好呢？
I think part of the problem is,We don't think that God will take care of us.
因为我们的观念里面觉得神是不会照顾我们的。
We don't have any faith that God has abundance.
我们不敢相信神是丰盛的。
What we're really afraid is of scarcity. There isn't enough.
其实我们经常都很怕不够。
We fall prey to this myth of scarcity.
所以我们就被一个恐惧呢就是限制了我们。
And that's why people are afraid.
所以人是怕，是害怕。
When you're fearful, of course you have to compete.
你怕了，你就要跟人家竞争咯。
You're suspicious of people, so of course you will try to make sure you get it instead of them.
所以你很周围望，看看没人会想拿你的东西，那你要比人更加先，更加快去拿到你想拿的东西。
In reality, we have an abundant God. There's more than enough.
但其实在神里面，神是丰盛的，是多过我们能够拿到的，我们是不需要这样去操作的。
A few weeks ago, I had coffee with my friend.
几个礼拜之前，我和朋友喝咖啡。
He's a young businessman, and I catch up with him regularly.
他是一个很年轻的商家，我常常都和他有接触的。
Work is always busy, but he admitted, business is very tough.
咁啊，成日都好忙，所以成日同我讲，佢话做生意真系好难嘅。
And especially tough as a Christian with many temptations.
特别作为一个基督徒做生意更加难，因为有好多试探。
It's a very competitive environment, and there are many pitfalls.
因为有好多竞争，有好多陷阱。
And he says this to me.
佢就咁同我讲。
Pretty much 100% of the business people are in it for one reason, and it's money.
他说 100% 想做生意的人都是为了钱所以做生意的啦。
Make money, the more the better.
赚钱越多当然越好啦。
The more that you network, the more that you meet with people of influence, the better for business.
咁你网络越多你越有影响力你咪越赚得多啲钱咯。
At first, he says, people were very nice to me.
他说最初呢啲人呢对我好好㗎喎。
They were inviting me to these galas and to these business clubs.
又邀请我入会啊，又嗌我去参加宴会啊，咁。
And being one of the younger guys, all of the older guys want to talk to me.
因为我比较后生咧，咪个个啲年长人咧，好中意同我倾偈嘅。
They seem to be very eager to introduce me to their networks.
咁咪成日介绍我去佢哋个网络里边。
They encourage me to get to the next level.
成日都鼓励我咧向前进，更加升上去。
To get my foot into the platinum club and then the diamond club.
一阵就嗌我去白金会啦，一阵又话要去钻石会啊，咁样。
So the bigger the galas, the more I'm expected to meet influential people.
越去一啲隆重嘅宴会，我就越识得一啲更加重要嘅人物。
But then he says, I realized everyone has an agenda.
但系同我讲，但我体会到咧，其实每个人都有里边心里边有个目的嘅。
Everyone has a hidden motive.
每个人都有机心喺里边。
They were helping me because it would benefit them.
他们帮我，因为他们有益。
A favor given is a favor owed.
因为如果他帮了我，我将来又欠他们的人情，我是要帮回他的嘛。
If I help you to get ahead, then you have to help me get ahead.
如果我帮你向前行了，那你是不是将来又带帮回我向前行呢？
It was a very fascinating conversation with him of how business works.
听佢去形容佢喺商界里边嘅经历，我都觉得好奇妙。
On the surface, these parties and galas, they look like wonderful hospitality.
表面上呢啲咁嘅宴会啊，好似互相款待啊咁样。
In reality, it's not true hospitality.
但系唔系真正圣经里面所讲嘅接待人。
It's an illegitimate a bastardized version of hospitality.
而係只不過係咧將喺個接待咧係做一個門面嘅工作啫。
It is a very distorted version being played out passively and aggressively.
而係表面好似好被動，實質上係好積極嘅，喺裏邊處心積慮嘅做緊一啲嘢。
It really is about competition and personal gain.
講嚟講去就係我要賺到啲咩嘢，我點樣去叻過隔離嗰個。
And that's why Jesus is at this banquet and tells this parable of the kingdom of heaven.
所以耶穌就喺啲咁嘅宴會裏邊咧，佢講個咁樣嘅比喻出嚟。
So when we identify with Jesus, we don't have to play this game.
如果我哋認同耶穌嘅教導嘅話，我哋係唔需要同世人一樣去玩同一個遊戲嘅。
It means you don't care to compete with other people and jockeying for position in life.
即是話我唔在乎嚇同人哋去競爭，同埋要去咁樣嚟去爭上位。
We are kingdom citizens and we don't operate by the ways of the world.
我哋係天国嘅子民，我哋系唔系呢个世界嘅子民，我哋系唔需要用呢个世界嘅方式去过我哋嘅生活噶。
With Christ, we already have the joy of His presence.
喺基督里边，我哋已经得着应该有嘅一种喜乐。
We feel a sense of fulfillment, purpose, and meaning.
我已经有我哋人生嘅满足同埋目标。
And as a result, we look at money, we look at people very differently.
所以我哋睇钱睇人系好唔同噶。
Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself because I want to look at the second speech.
咁啊，我哋跟住睇下一段经文啦。
So in verses 12-14, he says, "Then Jesus said to the host, 'When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed.'" Although they cannot repay you back, you will be repaid at the resurrection of righteous.
12-14节，耶稣又对请他的人说，你摆设午饭或晚饭，不要请你的朋友、兄弟、亲属和富足的邻舍，恐怕他们也请你，你就得了报答。13，你摆筵席，倒要请那贫穷的、残废的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了，因为他们没有什么可报答你。都二人复活的时候，你就要得着报答。
What Jesus is describing here is what my friend experienced.
耶稣所讲的就是我的朋友他经历到的东西。
It's pro quo. I scratch your back, you scratch my back.
就好像我咬你背脊，你咬我背脊这样。
The host or the patron operates on what is called the patronage system.
所以这个是这个社会去的制度来的。
In any community, there are rich, prominent, powerful, and influential people.
有任何嘅团体里边，都梗系有啲有钱啲嘅，有啲有能力啲嘅人喺里边。
So if you want to improve your status, you have to make sure you get invited to these parties.
所以如果你晋升咧，你个阶层咧，你一定要希望入到呢啲咁嘅会，入到人哋嗰啲咁样嘅派对里边。
So it would even be beneficial if you host the party.
所以如果你做嗰个主人更加有得到益处啦。
Because you invite people at your same level and invite people who are at a higher level than you.
因为你请人请自己同嘅阶层噶啦，甚至一定会请一啲比你阶层更高嘅人嚟到你嘅宴会噶。
Even though it's an expensive party, it will pay off because you will be introduced to more powerful people.
所以你嘅宴会几贵都好咧，你有赚嘅，因为将来咧你要识到更加比你有能力同埋有权势嘅人。
The system of Jesus's day, which he's talked about, happens today.
所以耶稣当时嘅社会环境同我哋今日嘅社会环境根本上系冇分别。
Patronage is now called networking.
今日咧我哋有个好啲嘅名，咁啊叫做联络。
Drum up the business, schmooze, and try to increase your recognition.
怎样去等你的知名度高一点，等人识你多一点，以致你可以赚多些钱做多些生意呢？
And this is hardly the definition of charitable hospitality.
这些跟圣经里面讲话是由于爱心里面去款待人，是完全是两码子的事。
And that's why Jesus says, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed.
所以真正的款待人就是说你请一些穷的啦，是那些不可以报答你的人，那你就真的得到神的祝福了。
So the Pharisee is the host, Imagine what he is thinking when Jesus says this.
所以你谂下，如果你个犹太人请耶稣嗰个主人听到耶稣咁同佢讲，你谂下佢当时谂啲咩嘢同埋咩反应
？He's probably thinking, "What did you say?"
佢梗系话吓，你讲乜话咁
？You're kidding, the poor and the lame.
你唔系讲少嘛？请啲穷嘅，请啲跛嘅。
I don't run a charity.
佢话我而家唔系做善事。
These are not the kinds of people in my life.
呢啲人喺我生命嘅圈子里边都冇位置噶啦。
How can they benefit me?
佢哋对我有咩好处咧
？Who's going to pay for the banquet?
咁边个嚟俾翻嗰啲钱啊
？These are real objections, especially if you're in business or politics.
所以如果你喺政治啊，喺商界里边咧，冇人做啲咁嘅蚀本生意嘅。
So let's take this to our practical life.
所以我哋试下应用喺我哋日常嘅生活里边。
Is Jesus saying we should not invite our family and friends to our house to eat?
唔通耶稣就话你唔准你请你嘅亲戚朋友嚟食饭啊吓咁啊？
Does it mean I can't maintain my lifestyle, have my car, and have my clothes that I want?
咁即系我唔可以揸车啊，唔可以着我而家着紧嗰啲靓衫。
He's not saying this.
佢绝对唔系讲紧呢方面嘅啫。
What is Jesus saying?
耶稣讲紧嘅精神系乜嘢咧
？He's saying, offer the hospitality which God has given to you to other people.
佢话神俾咗啲咩你，神点样款待你，你去咁样去同人分享，去款待翻其他嘅人。
Give to others generously.As you have received from me abundantly,
神俾你咁丰富，你咪对人哋疏爽啲咯。
Offer a gift which the other person can never pay you back.
你应该俾人嘅礼物系人哋俾唔得翻你噶嘛
？Why do this?
点解要咁做咧
？Because when you welcome the stranger, you're in fact welcoming Jesus.
当你接待陌生人嘅时候，耶稣话：你知唔知你系接待紧神你自己咧
？This takes incredible humility.
这个真的需要在神面前谦卑下来。
And how do we develop this?
我怎么可以培养自己有这样的性情呢?
I think it begins by spending time with people who have nothing to give you.
最初就是开始你起码肯去接触那些是不会回报到给你带给你什么好处的人跟他做朋友先。
This means opening your door of your heart, your church, to vulnerable people who can't help you pay for the church.
就是将你的大门是打开的无论你的心门教会的门家里的门去款待迎接一些是弱势的社群。
This is the generous space of hospitality.
这个就是一个神的那个很阔佬很宽松的一个的款待人的心。
Mother Teresa, she was once asked a question by interviewer.
德兰修女曾经去答过一个问题。
He asked this question.What is the biggest problem in the world today?
有个记者问佢呢个世界上最大嘅问题咩嘢啊？咁
，and she answered very quickly.
佢马上答。
She says the biggest problem in the world is that we draw the circle of our family too small. We need to draw it larger every day.
佢就话最大嘅问题就系今日嘅人咧，世代嘅人咧，就系佢嘅生活嘅圈子啊，嗰个系太细啦。
Amazing answer. Our circle is too small.
就系我哋生活所谓朋友亲人嘅圈子系实在太细啦。
I do feel somehow our circles have shrunken over the decades.
我都回望过去嗰几十年，真系我哋每个人嘅生活圈子嗰个圈子系越嚟越窄。
The Christian Church used to do this well.
以前吓早年嘅教会里边系喺方面系做得好好噶。
But over time, the church began to get professional, specialized.
正正下咧，教会又越嚟越专业化啦。
Then we hired people to run our hospitals and our hospices.
所以咧，医院啊，或者系嗰啲疗养院啊，都唔系再系教会去打理啦。我哋请专人去负责。
We designed programs and ministries dedicated for these things.
然后咧，我哋设计唔同嘅节目啊、活动啊咁。
And guess the result of this?
但你知唔知个结果系咩咧
？This means the poor and needy are no longer part of our church community.
咁正正下教会就系只系俾啲有权有势或者啲专业嘅人士咯。
Now they're far away in institutions with special workers.
咁然后咧就再有一啲咧特别嘅机构去做呢啲工作。
And our understanding of hospitality all of a sudden is much more narrow and much more small.
整整下，我哋对咩嘢叫款待人呢个精神已经系忘记咗啦。
I like what Christine Pohl. This is what she writes. She says, Hospitality is not so much a task as a way of living our lives and sharing ourselves.
所以有个作者就咁讲，佢话款待人唔系讲紧你做啲咩嘢，而系一个生活嘅方式。你点样去打开你嘅生命，去容让人进入你嘅生命里边
？So it's not something we do; it's something who we are.
唔系你做啲乜嘢，而系你一个咩人。
And to become a good host doesn't happen overnight.
一个好嘅主人唔系一定要话有好多嘢先可以做到嘅。
It is increments of faith every day.
而系我哋学去增加我哋对主嘅信心。
Some Christians who offer their openness will tell you, this is the hardest thing I ever done.
当我学的时候，我都发觉真的开放自己去接待人是一件难的事。
I find it personally very challenging.
我觉得是一个挑战。
It requires a lot of hard work.
因为要做很多东西。
It's not just preparing meals and cleaning my house, no.
不是只是说要整干净间屋企啊，煮啲嘢俾人食啊咁。
I struggle with my limitations of being patient and my limitations of not understanding.
我发觉我挣扎就系冇乜耐性啦，又唔明白人啦。
Our culture and church culture puts a high value on planning, control, and being efficient.
我哋嘅文化咧就系提倡嘅咧，鼓吹嘅咧就系要有效率啦，要有计谋计划啊咁样。
But hospitality, it's often unpredictable.You cannot control it.
但是接待人呢，你是完全不可以掌握的，你不是说你设计好就一定要是这样的。
The church is a very important place to nurture hospitality.
所以教会是一个很重要或者 很好的地方，让我们学习怎样去接待人。
Churches that don't nurture hospitality and welcoming find it very difficult to welcome new people.
所以如果一个教会都不学到的话，我们就不能够欢迎到有些人来我们中间。
Let me quote from Jean Vanier, the great Canadian theologian and priest.
Jean Vanier 就是一个加拿大的
Welcome is one of the signs that a community is alive.
欢迎就是一个有生命的人的彰显来的。
To invite others to live with us is a sign that we aren't afraid and that we have treasured truth of peace to share.
接待人来我们家住呢，是代表我们不害怕去分享我们有的东西。
It must be nurtured because its blessings and benefits are not always immediately apparent.
这种这样的习惯或者这样的生活方式呢，我们一定要需要不停的操练的，因为这类的工作呢或者这类的生活方式呢是不是有即时的效果我们收到的。
So hospitality means it's a sign we're alive.
如果能够接待人的话，就是代表了我们是有生命的了。
When we ignore the stranger and people not like us, that's a sign of stagnation.
当你发觉你开始去看不即想不去理一些跟你不同的人，或者不想开放你自己的时候，你就发觉你的生命开始裹足不前了。
The table here that we see is a sign of hospitality.
所以圣餐本身已经是一个接待人的标记。
The table in your basement hall is a sign of hospitality.
我们下低的茶点也是一个学习去款待人的一个场合。
Because it means gathering people in community and welcoming them.
我们就是聚在一起去欢迎大家。
So let me end with a final story.
所以我再讲个故事去结束。
A few years ago, I met this guy. His name is Jonathan Hartgrove.
几年前呢，我遇到一个朋友，他叫 Jonathan.
He's a pastor, an author, and a lecturer.
他是个牧师啦，他又写到书啦，他亦都有讲书啦。
He started a new movement, a small movement that's called the New Monastics.
他就开始了一个新，推动了一个新的运动。
In 2003, he was in Iraq protesting the American war against Iraq.
2003年他在伊拉克去抗议入美国去打伊拉克。
He had an eye-opening experience in a small town called Rutba.
去到一个小的城镇里面，他有一个令到他开眼的一个经历。
And after that experience, he began to live out this dramatic and radical hospitality.
所以从嗰次嘅经历开始咧，佢嘅人生就被转变咗啦。
Today in his small home, his home is a place where he welcomes strangers.
所以翻到嚟之后，佢喺自己嘅家里边，佢个家就开放去接待一啲陌生嘅人。
So in his small town in North Carolina, he began to look for Jesus in the poor, the hungry, the lost.
所以喺佢住喺呢个北 Carolina 嗰度咧，佢就喺个小镇嗰度啦，吓就专系去睇下边啲人系无家可归啊，咁佢就去邀请佢哋去屋企住。
And he welcomed anyone who would come to his door to live with him and his children.
所以凡系有人敢钟想入去佢屋企住嘅咧，佢都会愿意去俾佢哋入去佢哋嘅家人一齐住嘅。
And every guest would share a common life of meals and prayer and peacemaking.
所以有啲客人咧都会同佢一齐嘅食饭咧，一齐嘅读经啊、祈祷啊。
All kinds of people have come. Some stay for a few days. Some stay for months.
咩人都有，有啲人住几个月又有，住几日又有。
And he writes a book of some amazing stories of grace that he experienced.
佢就写咗本书去记载喺当中佢得咗几多奇妙嘅恩典同埋经历。
And he began this ministry because of what happened when he was in Iraq.
佢开始呢个活动咧，就因为佢喺伊拉克嗰个奇妙嘅经历。
So he and his wife were in Iraq protesting the American war on Saddam Hussein.
当时佢同佢太太就喺伊拉克去抗议紧美军嘅入侵。
He believed that the way of Jesus is to interrupt this unjust war.
当时佢嘅意念咧就系话基督嘅教训系要为要执掌公正嘅。
While they were there, the American jets started to drop bombs in Iraq.
当佢哋喺伊拉克嘅时候，美国就开始投啲炸弹去伊拉克嘅地方。
Jonathan and his team, they were in a car, they were looking for shelter.
当时他们驾着车，他们就找地方躲。
But their minivan, it struck a piece of shrapnel on the road, and the minivan crashed seriously into a ditch.
那个驾着的小巴就当时撞到路上的东西，然后就跌了下坑那里。
And three of his friends had very serious head injuries.
同车的三个朋友有很严重的头部的伤害。
They stumbled out in a war zone, not knowing what to do.
他们进入了一个争战的地方而不知道应该怎么做下一步。
Some of the local Iraqis saw what happened and came over to the car.
当地人见到发生的事马上走来帮他们。
They brought them into their car and brought them to their own small town in Rutba.
所以当时伊拉克人就载他们上车然后送到他自己的小镇 Rutba 的地方。
They couldn't go to the main city because the Americans have bombed the hospital.
他们不可以去医院，因为当时美国人已经炸烂了在市中心的医院。
The doctor in the small town says, You American jets bombed our hospital, but we will take care of you.
他说你的美国人炸烂我们的医院，不过我会来照顾你的。
The doctor treated the three friends, saved their lives, but asked for no money.
那个医生走到上门去救了他们，也都没收他们钱。
But he pleaded for them, go back to your country and tell the story.
但他们医生就恳求他们，你回去你自己的祖国去告诉你自己的国民听。
Jonathan came back to the U.S. deeply moved by what he experienced.
所以当 Jonathan 回来美国的时候，他心里面很受感动。
And he told the story to anyone who would listen to him.
谁肯听他这个故事的话，他都很想去传扬这个故事。
And people realized, this is the story of the Good Samaritan.
这个就是一个好撒玛利人的一个的故事。
Those who were supposed to be our enemies saved our lives.
本来是我们的敌人，但他来救了我的生命。
CNN heard about the story.
但这个不是故事的终结。
They sent a reporter to interview Jonathan.
当时有记者来访问 Jonathan.
When they heard his story, they said, It's a great story, but we can't write it.
听完之后说，哇，这个是很感人的故事，不过我们不可以刊登的。
This would contradict and complicate U.S. politics with Iraq.
因为一登了出来，不是跟我们政府的政策和前方不是有冲突咯。
And they said this, the story of the enemy extending hospitality to the Americans was too disturbing for Americans to hear.
听到你我们的敌人竟然去款待我们，是对我们美国人听到，他们会觉得很混乱。
So that summer, Jonathan began his incarnational ministry called Rutbah House in his house.
所以 Jonathan 在自己屋企就当咗好似 Rutbah 嗰个地方咁样去开放佢自己屋企。
And they continue to do it to this day in their small community.
直到今日喺佢自己嘅小镇家乡里边，佢继续去持守呢个咁嘅做法。
His life story is powerful.
佢嘅人生经历，佢嘅故事系感人嘅。
I cannot do what he does.
我唔可以做佢做嘅嘢。
But he inspires us to live out hospitality to the best that we can.
但起码佢可以刺激到我哋，挑旺我哋嘅心，去款待我哋侧边嘅人。
We have to realize hospitality will be inconvenient.
接待人系好麻烦噶啦。
It will take up our time and our schedule.
要麻烦你嘅时间啦。
And it's hard to open up our lives if we are afraid of losing and risking things damaged.
嚟到又会打烂嘢啊，搞乱你屋企啊，咁你要里边有心理准备，同埋愿有呢种放手嘅心。
So hospitality means I have to live a simpler life.
所以我点样可以过一个更加简单嘅生活
？I need to not hold on to things so tight, but allow them to be loose in my hands.
我唔好再执得我自己嗰啲嘢咁紧，以致我唔怕俾人哋搞乱同埋打叉咗我。
So God has invited us to His kingdom of abundance.
神邀请我哋进入佢嗰个丰盛嘅国度里边。
He wants us to see His kingdom open and our hearts open to the stranger.
佢好想我哋睇到佢嘅国度系开放嘅，以致我哋嘅心都系开放嘅。
So the closer we are to Jesus' heart, the more that we are able to extend His kingdom to all.
你越系能够亲近到神嘅心，认同到佢嘅心。你就先至越能够开放到你自己嘅心，去款待一啲你唔中意嘅人。
May God help us.
愿主去祝福你哋。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祷告。
Jesus, your presence fills the entire earth.
主啊，你嘅同在系充满大地。
It makes our life good, the world good.
你系可以令到我哋成为美好，亦都呢个世代成为美好。
But our fears betray us and makes us afraid that there is not enough to go around.
但很多时我们恐惧，我们怕我们不足够。
So let us put our trust in you and receive your abundance so we can give it to others.
求你都给我们坚强你的信心，以致我们能够放手 放心的去分享你给我们的东西，给我们旁边的人。
We pray that our hearts could be more open, our circle widened, so we can help those and receive those who are so desperately needing help.
求你俾我哋能够一个越嚟越开放嘅心，以致我哋嘅生活圈子亦都越嚟越阔，以致能够容纳到更加多系需要你嘅人。
So Lord, give us humility. Use our hands, our feet, our mouth to share the gospel.
求你加添我哋嗰份谦和嘅心，去祝福我哋嘅手、我哋嘅脚，去为你去奔跑。
Hear our prayers, Jesus. We pray.
求你听我哋嘅祷告，我哋祷告奉耶稣名字祈求。俾两分钟，大家静一静啊！有咩你回应主呢？